He's there.
I'm here.
And Bob is what is your position? Are you the person who's throwing this together?
I'm the chairman. I've got the easiest job of all at the steak roast. But we've got just a wonderful staff of people that are putting it together, and we've been doing this like forever. I mean, this is our 46th steak roast.
Wow.
46. Yeah, we're the best-kept secret in the county. I mean, where else can you get a, you know, come in, eat the world's famous chowder, have our fantastic hot dogs, drink a little beer and soda, and then have a beautiful either steak dinner, or we have oversized chicken breasts for those that don't like the steak. And you can either sit down and eat it with your friends, or you can take the steak home cooked, or even raw, and cook it at home so you can have parties. There's parties all over the county up in our neck of the wood. And so it's just a real time. And I'll tell you, it's the best kept secret.
Yeah, well, not anymore. Not if I have anything to do say about it.
I have to tell you, the county has just been so great in helping us. And we've got our brand new firehouse. It's just gorgeous. We're in it for 2 years now. And they've supported us just so much that the fire company won't let me raise the price on the tickets. It's still
$20.
$20? $20 for all the hot dogs. Not, this isn't counting you. You ain't welcome. But all the hot dogs you can eat, all the chowder you can eat, and then a wonderful steak dinner and visit with your friends and see our beautiful, beautiful location. Yes, indeedy.
Well, Bob, tell us about the Tri-Village Fire Company and the services that you provide the community.
Yeah, just like all the other fire companies in the county, we're a fire company. We're EMS. So when you call that 911 number, we could either be coming in our emergency vehicle, coming in our private car, or coming in that brand new fire truck that you help us build. So it's we do everything from directing traffic and floods and wires down and houses burning and all the things that all the other fire companies do in the county. But I'm particularly proud of the one we do up in this neck of the woods.
Well, I was pouring all kinds of platitudes on you guys, the first responders, back at the TCI fire. It's just an admirable job that you folks do, and I think not enough people understand what they're getting.
You got to stop just a minute. Don't lay them big words on me. What in the world's a platitude? Is that anything like a platypus?
Yes, it's kind of like it's kind of like a platypus, but it's a platitude.
Okay.
But you guys do a heck of a job.
Uh-huh. Really do, and I'm pretty excited about it. Really looking forward to showing off the new firehouse and the new equipment that we have. And we got a bunch of young blood in. We're very, very grateful. So in a lot of ways, we're just tickled to death about this.
Well, if people want to get tickets ahead of time, can they get that?
Yeah, they can. You can tap on any Tri-Village fireman's shoulders, and or you can pick them up at the gate. They don't need to be ordered ahead of time.
Okay, and run that menu down for us one more time, because you make my mouth water when you run that menu down.
Well, we've got hot dogs. We've got world-famous chowder, beer and soda, and then we get down to the choice of either a steak or chicken, baked potato, corn, salad, and desserts, homemade desserts.
All right.
Say that again, them homemade desserts.
Homemade desserts.
Yeah.
That's the Tri-Village Fire Company's annual steak dinner, and this is the 40 what?
45th.
The 45th one.
I'm reading from an old, forgive me. Back up a little bit. Cancel that out and say 46, will you?
46, okay.
So don't say platitude now. Don't be laying up big words on me. All right?
And where will it be held?
It's going to be held in Tri-Village at County Route 13. That's 111 County Route 13 in beautiful Chatham Center.
That's right. The beautiful people live in Chatham Center, too.
Absolutely.
I happen to know that.
Absolutely. Okay. Back so we can talk more about this.
All right, Bob. Thank you very much.